Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 30th. The grains closed sharply lower, with March corn down 14¾ cents at 567.5, March wheat down 35 cents at 787.25, and the jan beans down 24¼ cents at 1217.25. Commodities were hit certainly by the lower stock market. Currently, the stock market's down over 600 points. That certainly doesn't give anybody confidence that COVID is going to be well handled out here. In fact, Moderna came out and said they don't expect that the vaccines they've got will do a whole lot of good. They weren't sure, but the market took that as negative. And we were down, 300 on the opening and tried to come back and then made new lows here later on in the session. So that certainly doesn't help the grains. Crude oil was down $3.77 a barrel. That pushed down the bean oil, $3.15. I mean, that's a big move in this crude oil now, or in the crude oil and the bean oil. Crude oil is down the better part of $14, $15 off its highs just from 5 weeks ago. Bean oil, March bean oil got up to 65 cents, so we're a full dime under that here. We're under the 200-day moving average now in the oil, so none of that looks good. The corn was affected by pretty decent weather in South America. No exports that we've seen out here. The crude oil certainly pushed it down. There's talk about the EPA being late on their blending rates or blending rules for this year, for 2022. So that has people concerned about what they're actually going to do and when they're going to do it. That added to some of the pressure out here today. The wheat's down on the Aussie estimate, up 2.9 million metric tons from where the USDA stands. The fact that Egypt took 600,000 metric tons of non-US wheat, taking 240 Romanian, 120 Ukrainian, and 240 Romanian. Obviously, the world still has wheat to sell, and with the dollar as strong as it is, it's going to be hard to really expect much exports there. While the dollar was down 37 ticks here today, it's still not anywhere near where it needs to be to attract exports. We're roughly at 96 cents here, still way too high to expect to see any real pickup in exports. You know, we're running out of time on these exports with the Chinese. You know, yeah, they can buy a lot next month, and that would certainly, corn and beans, and that would certainly help out here. But I don't know that that's going to happen unless we see a significant price drop. Now, it's been the case every time we get one of these hard sell-offs, the Chinese have been in here and bought it. Is this enough of a sell-off? We'll have to see. But I don't think it will be enough, to tell you the truth. There's an awful lot of tension between China and Taiwan. China moved, I think it was 18 fighter jets into the area and 5 bombers. The U.S., Japan, and a couple other nations responded by sending warships to the area. So that's a problem. Putin goes into Ukraine, that's a problem. So I don't see anything really positive out here for the grains, but, you know, we've rallied just when it looked the worst, and it certainly looks bad here tonight. The technicals look weak. I don't see much of a bull story. And the way the Dow Jones is acting in here, we're 2,000 points off the highs from several weeks ago. It doesn't bode well, in my opinion. So I think we've got some problems out here. And technically, the markets look like they want to push lower. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.